There's a car horn going off outside right now, but we're just gonna ignore that. Hi, this is Felicia. You're listening to The Vegan Inquisition. This is basically just a podcast where I just kind of take some time to talk about, you know, vegan things. Like, that's literally it. I don't know how else to explain it. But this week, or this episode is kind of, it's different, it's special. We'll get into that later. I want to talk a bit about my week first, as I usually do. I really just love forcing you all to listen to my problems. I had an exam yesterday, and it was my last exam of university ever. I'm in my fifth year and in my final term, but what I really want to talk about is just the trials and tribulations that my professor put me through and how I really am considering suing my school for emotional damage because of the trauma that I endured as a result of this exam. So the class that I'm taking right now is advocacy and social movements, which, oh my gosh, I don't think I have ever talked about school at all on the podcast. Wow. Okay, let's get into some detail. Let's learn a little bit about Felicia. So some background on me. So like I said, I'm in my fifth year of university right now. I'm doing my undergraduate degree in, so I have two majors. I'm just going to say them separately because if I say it together, it just gets confusing. You'll see why. My first major is law and society and my second major is human rights and equity studies. So whenever I'm just like, oh, I'm doing a double major in law and society and human rights and equity studies, it just sounds long, confusing, and boring. But that's what I'm studying. And one of the classes I'm taking right now, like I said, is advocacy and social movements. And I'm really excited because in that class, we have to do a presentation about a social movement. And I want everyone, just take a moment, pause, and just guess what social movement I plan on doing my presentation on. You guessed it. It's veganism. So that'll be fun. Just spreading some light propaganda in the classroom. This will just be so amazing. I'm excited. But I don't know. It's hard to juggle everything that I do. I talked about this last week, I think, how I was just feeling a little bit overwhelmed. It is hard sometimes to juggle like YouTube, work. I'm also taking a business class outside of school. I'm also doing YouTube. I also have the podcast. Like it can get overwhelming. And so sometimes things fall along the wayside. So it may or may not have happened that there were maybe a few weeks where I didn't get the opportunity to do the readings. And so I spent like 2 days just reading constantly. Usually your professor will give you an exam review for a final. And usually what the exam review is like, or at least in my majors, usually the exam review is like, okay, I'm going to give you a list of like, I don't know, maybe like 8 questions and 4 of them will appear on the exam. And then you have to write an essay on 2 of them. And that will be the exam. This professor, however, woke up one day and decided that what he wanted to do was just toy with everyone's emotions. And our exam review was 13 essay questions. 13. He didn't tell us how many questions were going to be on the exam or how many of the questions on the sheet were going to end up on the exam. He just said, here are 13 essay questions and some of them are going to be on the exam. Go forth into the world and study my children. And I was just so stressed. So I had to prepare 13 essays to get ready for this exam. The funny thing is, there was one question on the exam or on the exam review that I just didn't prep for at all because I just didn't think that there was any way that he would put it on. Like it just didn't make sense to me. So I prepared 12 of the essays and walk into the exam room. So he stands up at the front and he had given us no details on what the exam was even going to look like. All we knew was we had 13 essay questions to prep for. So he passes out the sheets. You have 2 essays that you need to write. One of the essays is worth 20 points and the other is worth 5. It was just one of those moments where you're just in such disbelief that all you can do is laugh. Like, I just started chuckling to myself in the exam because, of course, the 20-point question is the one essay that I did not prepare for. And you might be thinking, Felicia, why would you do that? Why would you not prepare? Like, you know you're walking into an exam, you're an idiot. But this is what the question was. Are you ready for this? The question was, what did you learn in this course? I'm not kidding. That was the 20-point essay question. And I was just so upset. But I feel like I did well. I think it was a really good class. It's a class that definitely really challenged me and made me pause and think about the way that I think about social movements in the world and like all of that stuff. So I'm always toying with the idea of doing some type of video on veganism from the perspective of like a social scientist, which I don't know if I am able to consider myself a social scientist, but I spent 5 years and paid thousands of dollars to take social science courses. So I'm going to call myself a social scientist. But I feel like my perspective on veganism and the way that people just navigate life in general is like, it's obviously like filtered through an academic lens. Like I just can't erase it, but I don't know. I just can't figure out how to do that video in a way that it's not insanely boring and just lectury. Because whenever whenever I start talking about anything like academic, not even necessarily academic, like whenever it just gets into like any type of discussion, it gets hard for me to speak like a normal person. Like my brain just switches from Felicia to Miss Faulkner, the academic. Like it's just hard, but I don't know. Anyways, moving on, this episode is a little bit special. So you guys know that I've been saying that I want to have guests on the podcast and I was planning on reaching out to people. So Sola, who is the guest for today's podcast, she knew that I was looking for guests and she volunteered herself to be on. And I was just like, you know what? Let's do this. So I had the opportunity to sit down with her last week and just chat a bit about, I don't know, we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about some of like the troubles of working in like a non-vegan restaurant, how veganism impacted like her social life, what it's like being a vegan at home. And I don't know, we just talked about a lot of things. So that's what this episode is going to be about. So in a second, I'm just going to kind of like slip out of here and insert the audio. I'm like recording this audio on like a different day, but yeah, it was a really interesting conversation. I like the opportunity to sit down with another vegan and just talk about stuff that none of my other friends relate to. But I would like to apologize / give a disclaimer for this episode. So recording it, so when I record the podcast normally, I just record directly on my laptop using my microphone, which is fine. The audio right now sounds very crisp and clear and it's just beautiful. It's like music to your ears. It soothes your soul. At least I hope it does. But I live in Toronto and Sola lives in Michigan. So obviously could not sit down and gather around my microphone to speak. So we did it over Skype and it has a feature where you can just record audio directly in the app. And I felt like it would be fine. And it was fine, but it was fine, which is a problem. So like this audio is like amazing, beautiful. And then the audio from the Skype call is fine, if you know what I mean. So everything is still like, it's okay. It just doesn't sound like I'm recording it on a Blue Yeti microphone, you know, like it does now. It sounds like a phone call, which I guess it kind of was. But regardless, I think the things that we talked about were really interesting. I think they're important and things that are probably relevant to a lot of your lives. And so I don't really know how to segue into this in like a natural way. But also I wanted to add, I did also record another episode with someone else. I guess I'll keep that a secret until the episode airs. What I think I'm going to do is release this episode with Sola and then record a solo episode, release that next week, and then I'll do my other guest episode. But anyways, yeah, let's get into it. And so today I'm speaking with Sola.
Hi.
So you can go ahead and like say like a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself to the people.
Okay. So my name is Sola. I'm 17 years old and I'm a senior in high school. I live in Michigan and I'm probably going to end up studying dietetics next year. I've been vegan for almost 3 years now. And yeah.
So we've been kind of like going like back and forth through email. And like, so you mentioned that your vegan journey has been a little bit of a roller coaster. I feel like it's kind of weird. Like when you go vegan, your life does like for a little bit, it gets like a just kind of like oddly turbulent because people start caring about what you're eating when they cared about it before. Like everyone's interested in what you're doing, but in like the most negative way. And everyone feels like kind of like oddly, I don't know, just like very involved and entitled.
Yeah, or they get defensive. Like they think think that, like, I have, like, a problem with, like, everything they eat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? I literally am just sitting here with my bowl of food. I'm not even talking to you. Like, this food is not a statement. Like, I'm just trying to eat my lunch right now.
Yeah. I used to work at, like, a Mediterranean restaurant. Like, the coworkers themselves were, like chill about it. It just got, like, awkward sometimes when, like, chicken was, like, the most popular thing on the menu. And, like, I didn't know if I wanted to, you know, like, promote it, and people are like, oh, what do you recommend? And like, I didn't know, like, my boss was standing right there, if I should be like, oh, the chicken, or like, okay, oh, the plant-based option, which is like my favorite thing.
Yeah, that's hard. So did they wanted you to like push it and be like, no, tell everyone to order the chicken or you're like,
yeah,
fired.
And like, they wanted me to like try everything too. There was like one specific time where they had this dessert. I don't really think like they really understood what like vegan was, but they're like, I was like, oh, like, I don't really eat, like dairy and stuff. And I had, like, it was, like, a cake. And they were like, oh, like, you need to try it. Like, if a customer asks, like, you need to be able to describe it to them. And, like, I was, like, newer vegan. And I literally, I just, like, felt like, you know when, like, you're standing in the room and just, like, everyone is watching you. Like, when the teacher calls your name when you don't know the answer. And you're just, like, literally, like, your face feels hot. And, like, I just took a bite and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, what have I done? But, like, I just, like, felt like I didn't want to, like, I'm, like, really scared of, like, people, like, thinking that, like, I don't follow the rules or, like, I don't, like.
No, I know what you mean. Because, like, I'm, like, the same way. Like, I just don't want to have the confrontation. Like, I just want to go to my job, go home, get my paycheck. I'm not here to sort of debate. But it's hard.
And it's, okay, so I don't work there anymore. Mm-hmm. But I just got a job at this, like, vegan and gluten-free, like, 100% everything is vegan and gluten-free.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
And so, like, I just, like, feel like it's just, like, so much easier to work in a place that, like, aligns with your morals. And, like, I feel, like, comfortable just, like, with all the food around me and for, like, recommending, like, all this food to, like, the customers and stuff. Like, it's just, like, such a better experience. And, like, you can work in an environment that, like, aligns with, like, who you are as a person.
I thought about this a lot, too, because I'm about to graduate university. And I'm like, okay, so I'm about to graduate. I have no idea what my job is going to be. So I'm just like crossing my fingers and like praying to the vegan gods and they just like drop some money into my lap. But I'm like, if I end up having to like just get like a minimum wage job somewhere, if I can't find a job in my field, like if it gets to the point where I'm just like, okay, like I'm just going to find a job anywhere. How am I going to deal with, like you said, like, okay, I have to recommend the chicken, or if I have to be somewhere and I'm, like, cooking meat or, like, serving dairy, it's, like, that's going to be something that's hard to do. And it's just, like, I'm just, like, praying that I don't have to be put in that situation. It sounds really hard.
Yeah. No, like, it's definitely, like, people have gotten, like, more understanding of, like, what vegan is, though. Like, even over the past 3 years since I've been vegan, like, people are definitely much more understanding than they were in the past. But, like, it's still, like, they're still, like, a little confused. And they're still, like, why would you do that to yourself? Or, like, they feel sorry for me. But, like, it's my choice. No. Like,
it's, like, they treat it like it's a disease. Like,
yeah,
she's vegan. Like, guys, like, be gentle around her. It's, like, guys, exactly. Like, I'm literally choosing to do this. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But why did you, or what made you go vegan?
It was like in my freshman year of high school. I went vegan probably for like the wrong reasons. Freshman year of high school like wasn't the best year for me, and I was just like really insecure, and I was like trying to like, you know, figure out who I was, like all high schoolers do. So I remember I spent a lot of time like on YouTube, and I think I was like watching someone's like what I eat in a day or something, and it was like vegan edition or something, and I was like, oh, like what is vegan? And then like one of the girls, I think it was like probably Stella Ray or like Nina and Miranda or something,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, this is what I eat to lose weight. And I was like, lose weight? Like, yeah, I'm all about that or whatever, because I just was in this huge school with like all these like beautiful girls, and like I was just comparing myself constantly, and I was like, all right, like I need to lose weight to like fit in or like be beautiful or whatever. So, like, I started watching, like, vegan videos or whatever, and I was like, all right, like, I'm gonna lose weight. But then, like, as it, like, progressed, I, like, realized that veganism is just, like, it's not just, like, the diet. It's, like, about like, the environment and the animals. And I honestly probably wouldn't still be vegan, like, if I hadn't, like, learned about all of the different aspects besides your health. Like, obviously, your health is so important, but, like,
it's about
animals,
more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the environment, especially, like, because of veganism, like, I've just become, like, so much more conscious of, like, even like plastic bags or like garbage and stuff. Like it just like really helped me just like It's like a lifestyle. Like, it's like not just my diet.
It's kind of like when I went into vegan, and like kind of like you're saying too, I literally kind of like the exact same thing you said. I don't want to say I went into it for the wrong reasons, but I also like I made a video about this a while ago, and I was saying how like I did go vegan like just for my health. Or I went plant-based, I guess I should say, just for my health. Like after I saw What the Health, literally, as soon as I finished watching the documentary, like, I was plant-based. Like, I was just so scared of, like, eating anything that had meat in it or dairy in it, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, it's going to end my life. And especially because I also had some health issues, and I was just like, okay, well, one, like, it's going to help me, like, live longer, and it's also going to cure all of my ailments, and I'm going to become, like, this immortal vegan human walking the earth forever. And it's like, that didn't happen. But like you said, I learned a lot along the way that was just like, okay, I realize why it's important to continue, so, like, I'm gonna stick with it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I've had, like, a few people talk to me about, I don't know, there are, like, within the vegan community, there are also, like, all of those, like, weird fad diets that can be, yeah, like, really harmful for people that are just getting into it, and they're just looking for, if, like you said, like, if it's the first vegan person that you come across, and, like, that person happens to be, like, HCLF, they're, like, high carb, low fat, then you're gonna be more inclined to be, like, okay, like, I'm just gonna eat all these potatoes, and, like, that's just gonna be my life. But it's, like, I don't know, you gotta break away from some of the, no offense to anyone that's high carb fat, I don't want to piss anyone off.
Oh yeah, there's so many like extremes in the vegan community, which I feel like kind of like gives it like that negative connotation and almost makes people like scared of like being a vegan because of like that connotation of like, oh my gosh, like you can't have any fat, like, oh my god, you had like, you cooked your potato in oil or something, or like just like something like that. It's like so stupid, and people get like scared. They're like, wait, I like love oil, and like there's nothing wrong, like, if you like to have oil. Like, I used to have that mindset, honestly, but like as I've grown through veganism, like I've just realized just do what you can, like make the small effort into like helping an animal, or like not eating meat in one meal, or it doesn't need to be all or nothing.
Yeah, I always like press the fact that it's just like, okay, it's about progress, and it's about doing your best, especially doing your best with the information that you have. Just like everything in life, being vegan is a constant learning process, but there is that mindset within those little niches of the community that like, this is the only way that you can do this. You are not a proper vegan. And I feel like that's so, just like, stop. Yeah, we don't have to be that way.
So after like I learned like all that stuff, I was like sharing, like it definitely kind of made me like mad, and like seeing like this like meat and stuff in my house. My brother actually ended up going vegan probably a year after me. And my sister recently went vegan. My sister is 10 and my brother is 15.
Oh my gosh, she's 10 and she's vegan?
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. Like, kids at school are like, they're like, oh my god, like, why would you not eat this cookie or cupcake or whatever? Like, I feel so bad for you. Like, when are you going to stop being vegan? Like, someone said that to her and I was like, oh my gosh, please. But yeah, last year it was kind of like my mom brought up this idea of like not buying any more meat. So my dad and my sister actually are still vegetarian. They've been vegetarian for about a year. And my mom, like, she eats vegetarian at her house, but like she's like in the restaurant industry, and so she like tries a lot of meat like for her job. But like I appreciate the fact that like, you know, at home she doesn't really eat meat as much. And so yeah, I'm just like really proud of my family for like just like taking the steps that they can right now, like at this point in their life, to like eat less animal products.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is such a blessing. Like, I would love that. So my family, it's kind of funny because the reason that I went vegan is because I watched What the Health, and my sister's the one that kind of like forced me into watching that documentary. And so she messaged me and she was just like, oh my gosh, like I think I'm gonna go vegan, like this is the way, this is the light. But then she decided that she didn't think that that lifestyle was for her. But the rest of my family just kind of like, they just kind of like eat whatever they want. And I kind of experienced that same, like, I don't know, that like fresh vegan rage, I like to call it. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird because when you're on the outside and you're looking at vegans, you're like, what the hell is wrong with them? Why are you so mad? Mm-hmm. Like, calm down. But it is really overwhelming to just sit down and have your entire perception of the world just change within like a day or two, to be like, oh, so we're killing the planet. Oh, So we're just torturing these animals for literally no reason, just to line these people's pockets. And you're just playing into this, like, no, open your eyes, see the truth. And you just want everyone to know what's going on. And it's like, you become angry at everyone else without realizing, like, okay, you know what? Yesterday, I was just sitting in the kitchen with my hamburgers. So maybe I need to, like, take a step back and, like, understand, be a little bit, like, patient with people on their journeys. But for me, it was, I don't know, it's not like I was, like, raging at my family. If anything, my family was kind of, like, raging at me. I remember I was supposed to go out. My dad just wanted to, like, go out to, like, a restaurant. And I was like, okay, well, can we just, like, make sure that there are some vegan options? Especially because I'm gluten-free on top of that. So for the most part, I really can only eat at vegan restaurants because they're the only restaurants that tend to have vegan and gluten-free options. Other restaurants have, like, one or the other. So I was like, I just need to make sure that I can actually eat at this restaurant. Can we try to choose a vegan one? And he's just like, oh, so you just expect the rest of us to suffer just because you're vegan? And I'm like, oh, well, like, okay. I don't know. I feel like it'd be such a dream to have, like, a family that is mostly, like, plant-based, and, like, not to feel like your family is, like, plotting to, like, sneak out at, like, the break of dawn to go get brunch without you or something.
Yeah, I'm honestly so grateful for it. And, like, even my grandparents, like, my grandma is like, oh, Sol, like, I'm trying to eat more like you. And my grandpa, like, he just doesn't understand. He's like, whatever. But, like, if they take us out to dinner or whatever, they always make sure, like, we have options. And it's just, like, really nice.
It's weird how you just kind of, like, living your life has so much more of an impact on people than you trying to force things down their throat.
Yeah, I've definitely, like, evolved just, like, the way that I've, like, viewed other people, like, the way they eat versus the way I eat. Like, I used to be, like, so pushy, but, like, now, like, if, like, someone asks me about, like, veganism or whatever, I'm like, do what you can. Like, it doesn't need to be all or nothing. If you can, like, not eat meat for this meal and, like, see if you can find an alternative and, like, maybe you'll eventually end up there. Like, that just, like, that makes all of the difference.
And, like, even with you saying how, like, your grandma's like, oh, look, I'm trying to eat, like, more like you now. Like, I'm kind of like, I don't want to say like I'm ashamed of it or whatever, but when I first, around like the time when I first went vegan, I would have like some of my friends, like after the few months, they would just like randomly, I don't know if any of this happens to you, but like, I would have like my friends like randomly message me or like send me like a picture of their lunch or something and be like, Felicia, you'd be so proud of me. Like, my meal is completely vegan, or it's like almost vegan. And like, at first I was just like, I don't know why you're like going out of your way to tell me this. Like, I guess like good job, but it's like, I don't know. Like I said, you have that like fresh vegan rage. It's not like I was just like, well, no, you should be doing more, but it was just kind of like, I was kind of like apathetic. Like, I just don't know why you're sending this to me, but like, congrats, I guess. But like, looking back, or like when it happens now, I'm so grateful that I can have an influence on my friends' lives and on my family's lives for them to be like, I see what she's doing. And I kind of want to try to emulate that. I want to do better. It's like, you're having a positive impact. And I think that that's so important. And like, to kind of shift your, or at least I shifted my mindset from being like, okay, well, you should be doing more, to being like, oh my gosh, they're doing more than they were yesterday. And I'm so proud of them for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Veganism definitely plays into like my social life, life with friends and like dating and like stuff like that. And so like, how do you think, has it been like hard like transitioning? Because I know like eating and stuff is like a huge social thing. Like most of the time when I hang out with my friends, it's like, okay, like we're going out to eat. So how have you found that after you went vegan?
So like I always kind of just like have food like with me, like just in case like I end up like in a McDonald's like dining room or something. I don't know. But my friends, like, I don't know how, but like all of them are just like so accepting. Like, they'll send me like recipes they find like on Instagram or something, like, oh, we should make this together, or like, oh, like, so like, what are your favorite restaurants to eat at? Because a lot of my friends are like interested in veganism, but like it's mostly like their parents won't let them or whatever because they just like don't know.
I guess I never really had that experience, but I guess it's interesting that I've never had to think about that, because when I went vegan, I was already like in university. So I am living away from my parents now. I guess I'm going to be going back in a few months when I finish school, but I had the freedom to be like, well, I'm kind of like living my own life right now. But like, do you have any advice, or do you give advice to your friends? Like, if they are trying to do more and their parents are just like, listen, you're going to sit at the table and you're going to finish your burger, or like, you're not getting up. Like, do you have like any advice for them, or for like people who might be going through that?
My friend last year, she actually was like really interested in like being vegan. Like, her parents were like, no way. So she went pescatarian at first. And, mm-hmm. like, I guess her parents kind of saw that, like, she wasn't dying and, like, she wasn't, like, losing all this weight. And they're like, wow, I guess you don't need
meat. I guess you're going to be fine.
Yeah. So then she was just like, yo, like, these chickpeas have some protein, so I don't need that beef you're cooking mm-hmm. or whatever. And her parents just kind of saw, like, I feel like if you're, like, a teenager or whatever and, like, you want to be vegan, but it's your parents stopping you, you have to, like, if they're like, oh, where are you going to get your calcium? Where are you going to get your iron from? Like, you have to say, oh, like, here's these beans that have, like, iron in them. Or, like, here's this, like, this milk that's, like, fortified with calcium.
Yeah, like, you have to have your facts.
Yeah, you have to say, like, I know, like, where all of my nutrients are coming from. Like, I can, like, if you want to get blood work done in a couple months, just so that you can see that, like, I'm fine. Like, mm-hmm. I've gotten blood work done and, like, everything's fine. My parents are like, wow, like, you're doing a good job. Like, we're proud of you or whatever. So I think that's, like, really important. It's just, like, know, like, what you're eating and, like, what you need and that it can be done.
Yeah, because a lot of people, like we were saying, they just don't, they don't understand. And it's not really their fault. Like, yes, the information is out there. But if you've grown up, like, you're a parent, you're, like, I don't know, like, how old are parents? I guess they're different ages. But, like, you're, like, 30, 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
And your entire life, someone has been telling you that you need to drink milk or your bones are going to crumble. Mm-hmm. If your kid comes to you one day and it's like, you know what, I just bought some almond milk and this is what I'm drinking now. Like, I feel like their anger is probably, or, like, them being like, no, you're not going to do this, is probably more out of fear and just misunderstanding than anything else. So, like you said, if you can just kind of, like, try to clarify those things, be like, listen, like, I've got the facts, I've done my research, I'm not gonna die.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, just like the older generation is just like, has this, like, dogmatic, like, mindset, like, oh, my doctor has been telling me my whole life, like, I need to have 8 cups of milk. Like, 8 cups of milk is, like, an absurd amount of milk. Like, I
milk
don't
is
know
also
where that
disgusting
num-
so
I don't know where that number came from. And honestly, I feel like I, like, threw up if I like, drank more than, like, 1 or 2 glasses of milk, like, back in the days. But I don't know, I feel like things are definitely changing, like, especially with, like, the new Canadian food guidelines.
I was so excited when that came out.
Yeah, I, like, showed my parents, I'm like, this is, like, a huge step. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, America is just really messed up, so I hope they maybe probably won't come out with something similar. But, like, honestly, Canada is more trustworthy at this point.
I mean, I don't want to agree, but, like, I I can't
yeah.
say yeah. But I was just gonna say, like, just to go back to what you were saying before about how, like, when you're going out with your friends, like, you might just, like, carry something around with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, and it's interesting how you mentioned McDonald's, because, like, every now and then I'll have someone, like, comment on, like, a video or something of mine. If I'm, like, just, like, out and about, I love going to McDonald's. Like, I adore it. I love their hash browns and I love their fries. And so every now and then someone will be like, those are not vegan. Like, you can't eat those. But, like, I was really interested to find that, like, they have, like, different recipes for the US and Canada, which I always
yeah.
assumed that our restaurants would just be the exact same, especially because I just feel like, okay, I guess Canada's kind of, like, doing things a bit differently now, but for the most part, like, we're just kind of like the annoying younger brother of the US that just kind of copies every single thing that you guys do. So I just figured, like, oh, everything would be the same, but you guys, I guess, have, like, what is it, like, animal or, like, beef, they're, like, fried in, like, beef fat, or, like, they use, like, beef flavoring
yeah.
or something.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, lard. I looked it up. But it's, like, not just McDonald's. Like, it's, like, other restaurants, too. Like, there's, like, only a couple restaurants where their fries are actually vegan.
So, like, everywhere just fries their stuff in lard?
Yeah, or different kinds of oils. Like, or sometimes, like, it'll just be, they'll, like, not be marked as vegetarian because, like, they fry, like, the chicken or something in the same oil. Mm. And, like, some people are, like, really, like, they don't want to do that. And, like, personally, I don't know. I don't really eat that much fried stuff. But, like, you know how, like, oil gets really hot and it's supposed to, like, burn, like, the bacteria or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, a huge deal if it's, like, cooked in something. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it's, like, just beef lard, like, that's kind of gross to me.
Yeah, I agree with what you do. You remember the Beyond Meat burger, like, controversy
yeah.
that happened when it came out? That's, like,
what
Wait, a lot what was of people
controversy.
Because everyone was, like, trying to say that, like, it wasn't a vegan burger. Like, people were being, like, so first people were upset because A&W, like, took this brand that, like, vegans love, like, the Beyond
okay.
Meat burger, and they were like, oh, but we're putting cheese and we're putting mayonnaise on the burger, which is, like, I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
But on top of that, do they have A&W in the States?
Yeah, they're mostly, like, it's not very popular, though. Like, they're mostly in, like, mall food courts. It's not, like,
okay.
you really see them, like, off the highway or whatever.
Okay, yeah. For us, like, we just have them, we just have them, like, everywhere. But, and then another thing was that they were saying, like, they fry it on the same, like, platform that they fry, like, all the other burgers in. But I think they were saying, okay, like, their policy was that they would, like, wipe it down, but they would still fry on the same platform. So people were just like, well, if you eat this, then it's like, you're not vegan. But I kind of take the same stance as you of just, like, I don't really see, like, a problem with it. As long as it's not actually, like, it's not beef. And it's not like they're, like, intentionally frying it, like, in beef fat or like lard. It's like they're wiping it down and like everything. It's like, I'm not gonna be that, I don't want to say like uptight, but I don't think it's necessary to go to that extreme.
Yeah, and like also like another reason why I think it's like important for people to like support like the Beyond Burger at places like A&W is because like then those companies will see, oh, like this non-meat product, like this plant-based option is doing well, maybe we should like have more. Like, it's like you need to support like all plant-based options like when you can find them, or else like there's not going to be,
you're
any,
just going
like
to disappear. Like, if, okay, so A&W releases this vegan burger and it's like, maybe it's not entirely vegan, you have to say please take off the cheese, please take off the mayonnaise, but at the end of the day it's a vegan burger, and mm-hmm. they're facing all of this backlash from the vegan community, people saying that they're boycotting A&W, they're not going to support them, and da-da-da-da. Like, what company after that is going to be like, okay, this is a group of people that we want to like provide options for? Because no company wants that backlash. I think like one thing that people forget is that like companies are not like moral agents. Like, we want them to be and we hope that they are, but like they're not moral agents. Like, it's a business. So you have to treat them like a business. So if you want them to provide vegan options, you have to give them the money to show that you want the vegan options. Like, that's just how economics works. What was it? There was like this term that I learned like a month or so. What was it called? Like, voting with your dollar.
Okay,
like you have to make sure that you're using your money towards the products and the companies that you want to support. So I guess for the people, if they find that like A&W doesn't align with their views on veganism, then I guess they are voting with their dollar. But then for, I guess, us or people who view things the way that we do, it's like, I'm going to vote with my dollar and I'm going to support this company because I want them to know that I want more vegan options, and I want other companies to see that A&W introduced a vegan option, it did really well, it raised their sales, and like they sold out of the Beyond Meat burger in like, what was it, a few weeks, and then they were completely out of stock for a few weeks more, and it's like, I feel like that's a win for the community.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
or, like,
but
even people who just wanted to try it, like who weren't vegan and were like, wow, like this kind of tastes like the real thing. And so like it kind of makes them want to try other plant-based options just by like default, just by like trying something that like looks interesting.
Exactly. And I was talking to someone about this like the other day about, okay, so as like a vegan, like I'll be more comfortable to walk into like a random vegan shop. Like I'll go there and I'll buy something because that's familiar to me. But mm-hmm. someone that's non-vegan is most likely not going to go into a place, they're not going to go out of their way to go somewhere. But if you put a vegan option in a place that they're already going to be, like if you introduce vegan options at Starbucks, introduce vegan options at A&W or McDonald's, non-vegans, if it looks good, they're more likely to try it, and it'll be able to show them like, maybe vegan food doesn't always taste like dust. Maybe there is actually flavor. Maybe it's worth trying a few more options. And I feel like that's not something that I can speak out against. Like, I'm completely for that. I want there to be vegan options that are accessible everywhere that you go. I think that's important.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, but it is hard when like those vegan options like don't exist. Like you said, just having to carry separate food around with you. Like, I was hanging out with a group of my friends the other day, it was last night, but we were hanging out and my friend, she was like providing snacks for everyone, and she texted me and was just like, oh, like, don't forget to bring your vegan snacks. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
It's like, okay. Like, I guess I'll like take care of myself. But even like going out, like if I know that I'm gonna be out for like a long day, like now I have to be like, okay, like I need to plan, like I need to make sure that I'm not gonna like starve halfway through the day, because it's like I also don't really want to, I feel bad also like inconveniencing my friends. It's like, yeah, I want to eat, but I feel bad sometimes when I'm just like, no guys, like I need to eat at this restaurant. I can tell that like no one else really wants to go there, or like there's a restaurant right across the street and everyone else is starving, and it's like, well, they would be able to just walk into that restaurant, but like I'm holding them back. Like, it's hard to like deal with that, like not guilt, but like I don't know, you just never, no one wants to feel like a burden or convenience.
Yeah, exactly. I that's like honestly like the hardest thing for me is like if we go to like a non-vegan place, like it just, I like don't want to like ruin the mood or whatever, and be, and like someone like think in their head, or like if I go to the bathroom, like someone say like to another person, like, wow, like did we have to invite her? Cause you know, now we ended up at this place, like we didn't want to go.
Yeah. I had like a similar, like they, it's not that they said that they didn't want to invite me. It's like they, this is so wrong. You know, when you have like a group of friends where, I don't know, you're maybe friends with like one person in the group, but like you'll tag along with the entire group sometimes. Yeah. So I was making plans to hang out with my friend Courtney, and she has like this other group of friends where we all have known each other from high school, but I really only still talk to Courtney, but I'm friendly with the other people. And so I made plans with Courtney to like tag along with them. And then she was just like, I don't know, they are kind of thinking about going out to eat, and so like I'm not really sure. And it's like she didn't even really finish like what she was saying, but it's kind of like we're kind of going out to eat and you're gonna make things difficult, so we don't want you to come. And it's like it's hard because it's like I do understand, because even I get frustrated sometimes trying to find options to eat even when I'm by myself, like just having a day out. So it's like, I understand, but at the same time, it's like, it's not the best feeling. It's just not that fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. I feel like I should try to end this on like a happy note and like say something positive. I don't know. Vegan options at A&W. Woo! I guess you can like talk about, yeah, because I was looking at your Instagram, and it is like I really enjoy just like realistic perceptions of veganism. Like that makes me happy, and that makes me feel like a normal person. Just looking at like a normal meal that someone made for themselves that just looks like, okay, like I could make this, I could do this. Like I don't have to travel to the ends of the earth to find like a secret ingredient and then spend 2 hours cooking for it. Mm-hmm. So you want to like talk a little bit about like your Instagram? I don't know if you have any other social platforms that you're on.
Yeah, so I have like Instagram. It's at simply with two Y's, Sola, and I mostly just post like my food and stuff because I just like really like food and sharing it with other people. Mostly like my friends have been asking like what you eat, and so I kind of made it almost so that my friends could follow and see like, oh, this is what I eat, and like so many of them have like tried my recipes, and it's like, it feels like good. And but I also want to start posting stuff that's not just food, like, and say like my life is like more than just like what I eat, you know, and like,
yeah,
also just like health and just like, it's like overall just like being a healthy individual and in a world that's like really not healthy.
Yeah. Not at all. But yeah, you guys should definitely go over, check out her Instagram with Simply Sola, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with two Y's.
Yes. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. This was really fun. This was nice.
Yeah.
You're really chill to talk to. This is like a really good conversation. Hopefully everyone listening also enjoyed this. I feel like they will. This is like, I like it is fun, I guess, to like sit down and just like ramble, whatever. But it's also nice to be able to just, I don't know, like talk to another vegan. Cause like, I feel like I can relate to you in a way that I can't really relate to some of like my other friends, you know?
Yeah, so,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I'm sure that you did. Make sure to like tell your friends about it so that they can enjoy it too. Don't rob them of their joy. You can also subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. If you're listening to on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Anchor or wherever else you listen to your podcast, also leave a rating of 5 stars if you're interested. And you can also check out my channel if you want to. It's by Felicia. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. But until then, be a nice vegan and eat at A&W. All right, bye.